14 young people aged 9 to 18 accepted Young Hero Awards at the Liberty Museum in Philadelphia today. They're being recognized for launching social service programs to help disadvantaged populations, from hurricane victims in Puerto Rico to feral cats in South Philly. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that one teen's project to help incarcerated youth has been adopted by the state of Delaware.
Jane Lyons grew up in Greenville. It's an affluent suburb of Wilmington, Delaware. She attends private schools. The environment she grew up in had never exposed her to the realities of the criminal justice system.
I just didn't really understand how the criminal justice system worked or how incarceration at all affected me.
You didn't really have much direct contact.
No, no direct contact
with the system.
So that's why when I was exposed to it from a close family friend, my eyes were opened.
A few years ago, the life of one of Lyons' neighbors fell apart. When his parents divorced and moved to a new neighborhood, the kid she grew up with was arrested for drugs and stealing. Lyons said her parents had always expected her and all her siblings to take on service projects, kind of like Eagle Scouts. This became hers. Statistically, juvenile ex-offenders are more likely to re-enter prison than not, so Lyons set up a program to provide juvenile offenders with the means to begin more stable lives after detention. She started small, providing things like books and clothes and sports equipment.
Everyone was very supportive of me and any endeavors that I wanted to pursue, whether it be the clothing drive that we started or the sports equipment, like anything. I just had a support system behind me, and that's what I realized that these kids were lacking. They didn't have that support system that I've had, and I wanted to be that support system in any possible way.
Lyons called her project Youth Overcoming Obstacles, and it grew to the point where it was able to help with the down payment on a house for a family trying to move out of a bad neighborhood. At the time, she was just a sophomore in high school. The Delaware legislature took notice. 2 years ago, it earmarked Lyons' reentry fund into the state budget. It's now administered by the government. Lyons has received not only the Liberty Museum's Young Heroes Award, but a new award called Spark. She's about to enter her last year of high school, expects to attend the University of North Carolina next year, and she vows to keep her focus on criminal justice reform. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.